Shabbat shalom. My daughter, Eden, has been visited twice this week by a special individual, the kind who leaves money in exchange for teeth. That's right, the tooth fairy has finally come to the Rifkin household. Except Eden has turned this simple concept into an elaborate story about a tooth fairy named Ethel, really, who lives in fairyland and can only visit children while they're asleep. Our tooth fairy can check on wiggly teeth to see how soon they will fall out and doesn't have a direct phone line for parents to call. Instead, she receives messages from a phone service in fairyland. Ethel leaves notes, stickers, bracelets, and even takes the time to answer surveys from curious six-year-olds. There were moments during the development of and the discussions about Ethel the Tooth Fairy that I worried this was becoming a bit too elaborate. I was concerned that I was lying to my daughter and that this silly tradition would do more harm than good. And I also wondered why it was that Eden was so consumed by Ethel the Tooth Fairy. Where did all of these questions come from? What did it matter if Ethel was 5 inches tall or 6, or if she lived with other tooth fairies or by herself? Eden is making a transition into a new life stage, one filled with more grown-up things. All aspects of her babyhood are being left behind. Her language and communication skills have matured. Her academic abilities are soaring, and the way that she understands and relates to the world evolves on a daily basis. Each tooth that becomes wiggly and eventually falls out is a physical manifestation of her growing up. Moving on, growing up, changing one's status, these are scary things. The liminal state that we get stuck in when we are transitioning into a new stage is full of feelings of unease. It is during this time that we are unbalanced and search for something to help us feel grounded and reassured. For Eden, she is using the Tooth Fairy and her relationship with this 5-inch mythical gift giver to help her transition from being a baby to being a big kid. For Eden, belief in the Tooth Fairy is helping her to feel calm and puts her anxiety in check. For Eden, growing up is easier because she has something to comfort her. I imagine that Eden is in a similar psychological moment to Jacob at the beginning of our parasha. This week, God once again appears to one of our patriarchs and presents to him a covenant. As Jacob leaves his parents' home and sets out for the unknown, he stops for a night and encounters God in his sleep. In his dream, there is a staircase with angels going up and down. God appears beside our patriarch, introducing himself to Jacob and describing how God will make Jacob's descendants great in number and spread out throughout the earth. God ends this dream by stating that God is with Jacob, will protect him, and no matter where life leads, will bring Jacob back to this land. Jacob awakens from this dream and states, "Achein yesh Adonai b'makom hazeh v'anochi lo yadati." God was in this place, and I did not know it. He anoints the site of his dream with oil and names it Beit El, House of God. And Jacob makes a conditional vow that if God fulfills all of God's promises, then this, in fact, will be the God that Jacob calls his own. Commentaries point out that this is one of only two incidents that Jacob recalls and reflects upon at the end of his life. Only one of two memories from his entire life story that he cherishes enough to share before he dies. But why? First, because Jacob's new relationship with God serves to help him transition from being Isaac and Rebekah's son and Esau's brother to preparing to be Rachel and Leah's husband and the father of many children. For Jacob, this realization of and belief in God is what moves his individual story forward and establishes his place within the story of the Jewish people. Without this belief, without a divine relationship, it is unlikely that Jacob would have become our third patriarch. Jacob's realization of God is when he starts to see that there is something bigger out there. His life is part of a larger purpose, and his life is significant within that larger purpose. This is a substantial moment in the life of Jacob. It is the first time that he encounters God as an adult and as his own person, not just as his father and grandfather's progeny. It is here that the God's covenant is passed on to Jacob, and Jacob goes from child to patriarch. And it is here that Jacob discovers God's presence in his life. It is in this moment that Jacob realizes not only his own spirituality and connection to God, but his role within something greater. And while that is important, it's not the primary reason that Jacob chooses to remember this event at the end of his life. No, it is his newfound sense of self that he is embracing. It is the sense of comfort that this encounter with God gives to Jacob. Jacob's journey has reached an intense and lonely pinnacle. He has left his home behind him, potentially shattered relationships with his brother and his father in his wake. He is alone in the world and must find a way forward. Here, God provides him with a sense of familiarity, a connection to his heritage and his family, who seem distant and ripped away from him. God reassures Jacob that he will achieve greatness and that he will move forward. At a moment of youthful fear, God is a calming presence in Jacob's life. Belief is significant and essential for our constantly transitioning lives. Just as it did for Jacob and as it does for my daughter, belief helps us to organize the chaos and to find new ways to relate to the world around us. Belief is a tool that strengthens our psyche and enriches our spirits. It reminds us that even when we are lonely, we are not alone. It's like a weighted blanket in a thunderstorm holding us close, grounding us in warmth. For Eden, belief is what's helping her to make sense of a world and a body that is changing faster than her brain can process. For Jacob, belief helped him move from scared child to strong adult and embrace his own significance. There are those who laugh at belief, who ridicule it in the face of today's science and technology. But I know that belief gives us new eyes to see the world and deep appreciation for all that we cannot understand. Belief is what helps us to wake up and realize the beauty around us and step up to achieve the greatness that God has promised. May we wake up this Shabbat and declare as Jacob did, Achein yesh Adonai b'makom hazeh v'anochi lo yadati. God is around us, and God's presence in our lives gives us beauty, strength, and comfort.